John chapter 17, verse 24, Jesus prays, Father, I desire that they also, whom you have given me, may be with me where I am, to see my glory that you have given me, because you have loved me before the foundation of the world. We see here, Jesus expressed his will that all believers from all time be with him forever. Have you ever lost someone? Felt the ache deep inside your heart to be with them just one more time? Just to sit with them, hold them, look at them? That ache is something awful and powerful all at the same time. And here is the Son of God, knowing what lies just ahead for him, laying his heart bare. And what does he say? He says, I desire that they may be with me. I cannot wait until they are with me where I am going to be. So he's calling for a reunion of sorts, a full reunion where we see him in his full regalia as the Savior King. And we see the determination of our Trinitarian God in Jesus's will, in his desire that gets accomplished in the cross and the resurrection. So think about this. Jesus knew that if we were going to be where he is in heaven, then he would have to take our place in death on the cross. If it was truly his will and desire for us to see his glory in heaven, then it would have to take place through his suffering on the cross. If it was his will that we be with him, then it would be necessary as well for him to be cut off from the living. If it was his will that for us to enjoy the Father's love of the Son, then the Son would have to face the Father's wrath. If it was his will for us to see his full glory, then something would have to happen in order to overcome the suffering and the death and the wrath of God. None of this is pie in the sky wishful thinking. This is Jesus' will to do what it takes to see this accomplished. So what guarantee do we have? How can we walk in assurance of our salvation? Our assurance is what plays out over the next few days in Jesus' life. He did die in our place. He did suffer the wrath of God on our behalf. He was led outside the camp. He was cut off from the land of the living, and he did rise from the dead. So what is your hope for assurance, believer? Is it in your ability to do all the right things? Is it in your faithfulness? Do you look to yourself for assurance in keeping the faith? No. We look to Christ, and there we see him praying to the Father to keep us. We see him expressing his will that we be with him where he is, and we see that he traversed the long road to the cross and busted through the other side of death in glorious triumph so that you and I can have assurance. When you pray today, please remember Harrison Orellana and his family, our missionaries in Peru. And also remember the Tagalog Life Word broadcast that's heard in the Philippines.